Good morning, Oshkosh. My name is Fast Eddie. We're broadcasting live from the porch overlooking the runways here at Oshkosh. Standing or sitting right next to me here is Jan Gerstner from the FAA. He is the Principal Operations Inspector here. Good morning, Jan.
Good morning.
What do you think of the view? Is this cool or what?
This is the best.
This is. This is only second to the control tower, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. So what do you do here?
Well, our office has the responsibility to review the application for a waiver from regulations to put this show on. The EAA submits that application along with a map and supporting documents requesting the use of the airspace, and we review it to make sure it meets the regulations to provide safety for the crowd and for the performers. Then once that has been issued, one of our principal jobs is to be here and monitor the operation to make sure that it does comply with the waiver as issued.
And you're not just talking about the air show itself. You're talking about all operations here.
Well, all flight operations during the time that the airspace is wavered, which is the afternoon.
Okay, the wavered airspace,
right.
The actual air show.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right now, they're operating under normal aviation rules. They aren't governed by the conditions of the waiver. In order to conduct an air show, certain parts of the regulations have to be waived or modified, such as how low an airplane may perform aerobatics to the ground, how close to the crowd, around a towered airport, and things like that.
Right, there are also speed restrictions that are waived as well.
Exactly.
And it's your job, and not just your job, but your team's job. You've got to have other people working with you on this.
Absolutely. This starts at the top of the office, from the office manager, down to all of us at the inspector level. We have a part in this. It's a year-long coordination with the EAA, working with questions and issues that come up, anything in the application process, of course, and then everybody from the manager on down spends time here as part of the team.
And so it's got to be a complicated job at times.
Yeah. Well, it would probably look that way from the outside, but it's part of our job. We're trained for it. We spend our time doing it, and we're all enthusiastic about it, too. This is fun.
Oh, yeah. I understand you've got quite a background with the FAA as well.
Well, FAA and EAA, I first joined EAA in 1975, and I was flying in here in my own airplane for close to 30 years. And I joined FAA in 1996, and I was lucky to be attached to the inspector who did what I do now. So he trained me. I just walked right into that job.
Well, that sounds great. And, of course, you're here at Oshkosh making sure that everything is safe.
Yeah. That's the principal thing that we look at, to be sure that everything is conducted in a manner that's safe for the spectators and for the performers.
Well, I know this is a loaded question, but how are we doing so far?
Excellent. Absolutely excellent.
Okay, we'll have to put a gold star right next to everybody's name that organized this.
We have a great relationship with the people who do the organizing and with the people that are the air bosses during the air show, and they're all pros. They all know what they're doing. It just makes it a real pleasure.
So you are going to deny the story, the old FAA adage that says, we're not happy until you're unhappy.
it's not quite right. We're not happy till you're not happy.
There it is. Okay. We're working on it, people. We'll get it straight by the end of the show. Well, it's really got to be something because, I know that the FAA is heavily involved with air shows, as they should be, because naturally the primary concern is safety. How do you go about making sure that everybody is doing things, as safe as they can?
It has to do with experience. The people who monitor the show are people who've been in aviation for a long time. We understand what the requirements are, why they're there, and then we're trained. We go to the FAA Academy, and then we're attached to people who are experienced in the office and observe them doing their work, assist them in doing their work before we finally come out and do it on our own. We spend time at it. When an application for an air show comes into our office, we review it in considerable detail, and there's usually a back and forth with the people organizing it to make sure that they understand what's expected of them, that we have all the materials that we need, and that they understand what their responsibility is once it takes place. The result is that when we come to a program like this, the main role we have is as observers. We hope that the organizers will take care of everything on their own. That's the sign of a professional people.
All right. Let's just say that things, perhaps at an air show, you have a new crew that's putting an air show together for the first time. How does the FAA help them out with making sure that they're setting up a safe air show?
We hope that they'll contact us, because we can then go over the materials that we have in our order, for example. Plus, there's an AC, a bulletin, a notice that details how the airport must be structured, the airspace must be structured, the specific regulations that should be waived and why. That way, when they put their map together and their supporting materials, it's right to begin with. It gives us a chance then also to evaluate the people requesting this. And we can determine that either this is a person who is experienced and is qualified, and we've worked with most of them, and therefore they will do it right. If we see that there might be somebody who is unfamiliar with it, they're new to it or something like that, we'll work with them. We could probably even suggest to them that they want to find somebody, somebody who's a professional in the field, to come in and do the organizing and operate the show for them.
That sounds like a plan so far. Okay, let's just do a little bit of hypotheticals here. You're at an air show, and you know the paperwork is good, the site plan was fine, and let's just say that something unsafe does happen. All right, I'm not saying we're going to have an accident. Let's just say somebody busts away an FAR that they shouldn't necessarily have busted. What do you people do after that?
The main thing we do is watch to see how the waiver holder, the person to whom it's been issued, will handle it. In nearly every case, that person has seen it as well as we have, and they're concerned themselves. They don't want to see something unsafe happen. They don't want to see a problem with the performers or anybody else, and they will handle it. As long as it isn't something that was really dangerous, that's as far as we'll take it. We'll make sure that they are able to deal with us in an appropriate fashion. Sometimes it's no more than counseling on the part of the air boss, counseling the pilot. Sometimes I've seen an air boss tell a pilot, you're done, land the airplane. If it was something egregious, if we felt that there was a problem with the person involved, it could go on to an enforcement action or something like that. Happily, that's very rare.
I was going to say, most of the people that I deal with on the air show circuit are the professionals, the big
yes.
names. They know what they're doing.
They sure do.
It's the new guys that you've got to watch out for, because they're inexperienced, and of course, you know, when they first do their first air show, they're all full of adrenaline and hoo-ha, and they want to put on a good show, and sometimes you're thinking, well, you're not thinking straight. And it's good to have somebody there to say, whoa, slow it down.
Yeah.
And it's got to be interesting. Well, when you go to these air shows, how many people are you taking with you?
It can vary. I'm an operations inspector. I normally like to have an airworthiness inspector go with me as well, because they're much more, they're trained to look at the aircraft and know whether or not it's airworthy and has all its paperwork in order. So generally speaking, a minimum of two. The bigger the show, the more people we might have. For one thing, in a long one like this one is, where you have the warbirds performing, we have the flybys, and then we have the aerobatic show, we have at least three people to monitor those, and sometimes they will rotate in shifts. Again, it has to do with the size of the show.
Well, that's sounds like you guys got your hands full.
But we love it.
Yeah, there you go. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking to Jan Gerstner here, who's the Principal Operations Inspector here with the FAA. Thank you for coming out.
You're welcome.
We appreciate you stopping by. Have a great day here. And you're listening to EAA Radio.